Our Christian Who Made a Difference is a woman who grew up in poor circumstances in Australia, but who gained an education and by her abilities and Christian care for others, rose to become worldwide head of the Salvation Army organisation. Her name is Eva Burrows. Eva Burrows was born in 1929 in Newcastle, Australia, the eighth of nine children. Her parents were Salvation Army officers, so the family moved location almost every 2 years. It was a happy family despite sharing the widespread poverty of the Depression years. Their life was filled with Salvation Army activities, performing music in the street, singing hymns, attending worship services. She attended Brisbane High School and won a scholarship to the University of Queensland, where she graduated with an arts degree in 1949. She felt called by God to be a teacher and missionary in Africa, and she committed her life to the service of God. In 1951, she completed her Salvation Army training in London and then became an officer of the Salvation Army in the Fortitude Valley Corps in Queensland, Australia. Eva Burrows was then posted as a teacher to the Howard Institute in Zimbabwe from 1952 for 15 years. She then became principal of the Usher Institute in Zimbabwe, training teachers. This role lasted from 1967 to 1970. In that role, she helped establish the secondary school system in Zimbabwe. After that, she taught at the Salvation Army International College for Officers in London from 1970 to 1975. She was first assistant principal and then principal. Her career then accelerated. In 1975, Burrows became the leader of the Salvation Army Social Services for Women in Great Britain. In 1977, she took up the role as leader of the Salvation Army in Sri Lanka, and 3 years later, the leader of the Salvation Army in Scotland. 2 years later, she was appointed leader of the Salvation Army in Australia. A lot of moves in a short period of time. In 1986, she was elected to the top position of General of the Salvation Army, worldwide. She was the second woman ever elected to this position. In this role, she was the chief ambassador of the Salvation Army worldwide and met with world leaders such as Ronald Reagan, Pope John Paul II, Margaret Thatcher, and Fidel Castro. Her greatest achievement during her 7-year generalship was to re-establish the Salvation Army in the former communist countries in Eastern Europe, East Germany, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, and Russia. Eva Burrows has had many honours bestowed upon her, including the Order of Australia in 1986, and this was upgraded to Companion of Order of Australia in 1994. In 1988, she was made an honorary doctor at a women's university in Seoul and was awarded an honorary degree from Asbury University in the USA in 1988. In December 1993, she received an honorary doctor of philosophy from the University of Queensland. She says her most important attributes of leadership were an ability to inspire others with the importance of their work, an ability to speak out confidently in committees and conferences, to advocate for the common people, and to spot other potential leaders and develop their abilities. Her style was consultative and persuasive rather than confrontational and authoritarian. Burrows retired from her position as General of the Salvation Army in 1993, where she was known as the People's General. In retirement, she has continued to serve her community in a large variety of roles. She is confident and decisive with a very positive attitude to life. I live in the now, she says. I believe that what you do now is significant for the past and for the future. All of these talents flow from her Christian faith. In talking about her talents, she says, I have an awareness that those gifts have come to me from my parents, from God, and from my own hard work efforts, and therefore I shouldn't be ashamed of them. And it's in order to thank God by using them that I can be confident. I'm therefore uncompromising about the fact that I've been given this ability to lead. We salute a Christian woman who has made a difference by using her Christian values and her natural abilities, Eva Burrows. Christians